You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So to start off with, the US Federal Reserve has cut interest rates by 50 basis points. Could you explain what a basis point is?
Well, 50 basis points is half of 1%. So it's like 50 out of 100 of 1%, half of 1%. So a 25 basis point cut is 25 out of 100 or a quarter of 1%. Quite a large cut in the sense that half a percent is regarded in these monetary central banking world as quite a big cut. And central banks can cut by less. They often do cut by less. Our Reserve Bank last time it cut interest rates with a 25 basis point cut. So that's 25 out of 100 or a quarter of 1%.
So the US Federal Reserve has cut those interest rates by the aforementioned 50 basis points, citing cooling inflation and signs of economic slowdown. How does this decision impact New Zealand?
The main way it impacts New Zealand, in my opinion, is to embarrass our Reserve Bank and show up the mistakes that it's made on monetary policy, because the US economy is far, far stronger than the Kiwi one. We're teetering in and out of recession. Our economy's stagnant GDP contracted by 0.2% last quarter. And the US economy, by contrast, is positively booming. It might be slowing down, but its GDP's rising at a couple of percent. And even though that's happening, the Fed has cut interest rates by half a percent, so their Fed funds rate's below now 5%, whereas our central bank has got its official cash rate above 5% and only cut by 25 basis points last time. So, you know, my opinion is our central bank is just a monument of incompetency and should have never printed $50 billion a few years ago. That was called quantitative easing, overreacted, did one of the largest money printing expansions in the world, and then overreacted by putting interest rates up too high and has been reluctant to drop them. So I think what the Federal Reserve has done is just proof that our RBNZ is an incompetent central bank. We're stuck with very high interest rates in a much weaker economy than the US economy.
So do you then believe that New Zealand will follow in this direction of potentially cutting their own
interest rates? They'll probably go in panic. It was knee-jerk to print $100 billion. It was dubious that they needed quantitative easing at all, given there was such a massive government fiscal expansion. And even if they did some quantitative easing, it didn't need to be nearly so large. So probably next meeting, they'll panic and fire up the sirens and think, oh my God, the economy is doing so badly and we've really stuffed Kiwis with their high mortgage interest rates. We've engineered a recession, which is what the Reserve Bank governor said he wanted to do. And oh my God, this has caused devastation in New Zealand. And they'll probably overreact again and, slash interest rates, you know, and there's a good chance by half a percent because they're in another state of panic. So it just reflects the constant state of panic and constant incompetence of our central bank.
Do you believe that the New Zealand follows the same path as the United States in terms of economy? And if so, how can we be more independent from that?
We can be highly independent from the US. We have our own monetary fiscal policies. We, you know, have our own government. The US does influence what happens here, but, you know, not a great deal, only to the extent that it buys our exports. But of course, our largest trading partner is China, and Australia and China are our two biggest export partners. So, you know, America is not that influential in a sense. It doesn't directly drive what's going on in the economy here. And sure, when it cuts rates, that does affect the US and New Zealand exchange rate. But again, because it's not a huge trading partner with this country, the effects are not that dramatic.
Okay, that's interesting. I thought New Zealand would be more reliant on the United States. I didn't really know too much about that.
No, not necessarily. I mean, we're most probably in tune with Australia. And of course, also demand from China. If you take a look at Australia, of course, China is also its biggest export market. And just yesterday, China announced that it was going to do a big stimulus program because its economy's weakened. And the shares like BHP Rio went up 3 or 4%. They boomed on that news because Australia is very dependent on demand from China.
And just one final question. According to Newsroom, economic output per capita has been in decline decline for the past six quarters and is down 4.3% since September of 2022, worse than the global financial crisis in 2008. Yeah. What do you believe is the main contributing factor in this?
A large factor is the incompetence of the previous government. The Labour, Ardern and Chris Hipkins bears a lot of responsibility for that. Totally incompetent. Economic policy is just shambolic. So a great deal of that decline is due to, you know, the policies of the last 3 or 4 years. You know, interestingly, when Labour got in, they said we had an economy that was going to be high value added and they wanted upskilling of the workforce. So the entire reason in terms of economics they got elected was they were touting higher GDP per capita, higher wages, a higher standard of living, a lower cost of living, and they failed on every front. I mean, it's just if it wasn't that the mainstream media in this country was so biased, it would be front page news that the economic illiteracy and incompetency of Chris Hipkins and Grant Robertson was just so credible that it stuffed this country for the last several years and resulted in a 4.2% decline in GDP per capita.
Would you say that COVID-19 had much to do with that or not so much?
With this appalling economic performance.
Right.
No, not at all. Not in the sense that Grant Robertson and Chris Hipkins repeatedly stated that great health outcomes would go hand in hand with great economic outcomes. Hipkins and Robertson repeated that ad nauseum throughout COVID. Now, if you take them by their word, we had the world's best health outcomes from COVID. So why are we having one of the world's worst economic outcomes now? In fact, we are, if you look at the IMF ranking of countries, we're in terms of GDP growth in the bottom 20 in the entire planet. So they said that their COVID policies would lead to amazing, not only health outcomes, but economic outcomes. So if you take them by their word, in fact, COVID should have given us amazing economic outcomes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.